The research team, led by genetics and addiction researchers at Washington University School of Medicine in St. Louis, analyzed data gathered from more than 29,000 smokers of European descent who had participated in 24 studies. They found that when smokers had a particular variation in a nicotine receptor gene, they were likely to have a harder time quitting. The researchers reached that conclusion because people with the gene variant were about 4 years older when they quit smoking, averaging 56 rather than the 52 years old that was typical for people without the gene variant. The study's first author, Washington University researcher Lishun Chen, says they also were on average likely to be diagnosed with lung cancer at a younger age.
People with risk variants are diagnosed with lung cancer 4 years sooner. This is a difference between age 61 versus age 65 for high versus low risk people.
And considering how common and how deadly lung cancer is, being 4 years younger at the time of diagnosis is a big deal.
And this is important because lung cancer is the most common cancer in the United States and worldwide. Half of them die within a year of diagnosis, and only one in six survived at 5 years. So an earlier diagnosis of lung cancer by 4 years is really life-changing.
Chen says it appears genetics and patterns of behavior cooperate to contribute to that early cancer diagnosis and to more difficulty quitting.
The risk gene will make a person smoke more, inhale deeper, and also quit later. So longer duration in smoking, harder time in quitting, inhaling deeper, really combined and cause an acceleration of lung cancer.
The good news is that people with the same gene variant that contributes to risk also are more likely to respond to drug therapies designed to help them quit smoking.
The same people with high-risk genes are more likely to get lung cancer early, but they're also more likely to respond to smoking cessation medications such as nicotine replacement patches or lozenges or gum. Even though it does increase a person's risk for lung cancer earlier, but it also, this risk can be reversed with treatments.
So Chen says the clinical implications of the new findings are substantial. She says current screening methods don't take these risks into account, and she says these findings suggest that when screening for cancer, doctors may do well to consider more than just the patient's age and the amount they smoke.
So the problem with the current screening criteria is that it doesn't precisely pick up people who are at increased risk. So adding the genetic information to the screening criteria will help us to really focus our resources and screening on people who are truly at high risk of getting lung cancer.
The study is published in the Journal of the National Cancer Institute. I'm Jim Dryden.